This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. There are a whole lot of people out there entering grown-uphood without ever having learned their way around a kitchen. Enter the new cookbook, Hot Mess Kitchen, Recipes for Your Delicious, Disastrous Life. Authors Miranda Berman and Gabby Moskowitz set out to turn reluctant millennials into home chefs. Gabby is the experienced food writer of the two. She spent years creating low-cost recipes for frugal cooks. I met up with both in Miranda's kitchen here in Los Angeles, where Gabby was cooking up some rice. And she talked us through the plan for the rest of our meal, starting with a can of beans.
And then these are just going to get opened and rinsed and heated up. And then we're going to get going on some chicken breast and then a few little toppings.
Miranda is a comedy writer. The cookbook is filled with her jokes, stories, and with recipes with names like Bounce Check Burrito and Quarter Life Crisis Queso. But she was also getting her hands dirty.
And what are you doing with the chicken over there?
Just putting salt and pepper on it.
Just massaging it.
Just massaging it for fun.
Hand fry the chicken, cut it up, layer it on top of the rice with those beans, some hot sauce, sour cream, avocado.
This is Someday I'll Be Rich rice and beans.
Why did you guys start your cookbook with this recipe and the Broke AF chapter? Why was that where you started?
Well, so when we start talking about what being a hot mess means and what our readers are going to want and going to need and what we think is important, I mean, cost was such a big part of that. And so this recipe is the quintessential, inexpensive, filling meal. You can switch up the beans, you can switch up the vegetables, the toppings, whatever. It's very customizable, and it's a great sort of look how quickly this comes together. Look how easy this is. Maybe cooking isn't so scary kind of recipe.
And what about this idea about writing a cookbook for people who don't cook? That's something else that struck me as a challenge here is how do you get people to actually use their kitchen?
Well, I think making it funny so that they pick it up is one thing. And also appealing to sort of a specific audience that really can use cooking, even if they don't already.
There are enough books out there for people who love cooking. And I don't feel that our skills are necessary in that boat. Like, they already exist.
Right.
And the other thing is that I didn't cook, but now I do. And so I would want a cookbook for someone like me who is afraid to admit that they don't know how to clean up their kitchen, but like wants someone to help them. So we want to be there holding your hand and saying it's fine.
So when you were thinking about all the recipes that you've cooked, all the recipes you might want to cook, what did a recipe need to have to make it into this book?
So it either had to have a direct connection to a story and be something that our readers and we would actually want to make, but it also needed to be something that wasn't too expensive and that had ingredients that were accessible and easy to find and with a process that was straightforward and easy to do.
What are your personal hopes for this cookbook? What do you guys want to get out of it?
We'd love a television show.
You need two. I need two of them.
but I think on sort of like a mission level, our generation, and I'm a few years older than Miranda, but I love to say that we share a generation.
We do.
So many of us grew up with both parents out of the house and therefore eating convenience foods, not really learning how to cook. And then we went out into the world with no domestic skills. And I feel really strongly that learning to cook is one of the best ways to be healthier, to be financially healthier. There are a lot of funny cookbooks out there that don't have great recipes. Mm-hmm. And it was really important to us that the recipes be great because as funny as the book is and as much fun as it is, I want readers at the end of the day to feel like I can make the stuff in there and it's going to make me feel better and it's going to be tasty and easy and fun.
So it's a book you actually want people to use.
We really want people to use it.
Yes, that is definitely like the. I don't want somebody to just pick it up and be like, "Oh, this is cute." I want them to say, "Oh, I was in this situation. Like, I recognize this funny title and it applies to my life, and so I'm going to make this." It's like a call to action. I can cook because this is telling me what to do in this exact moment, and it's not that hard.
That was Miranda Berman and Gabby Moskowitz. Oh, and those Someday I'll Be Rich rice and beans,
Can we taste this beautiful rice and bean bowl?
Yeah.
Should we all go together at the same time so nobody's germs are
prevalent? And I'm going to take the dirtiest fork so that nobody else sees it.
Yeah, it was good.